From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. The Preservation League of New York State has named the historic and cultural resources of Columbia County to its list of the Empire State's most threatened historic resources, 7 to save. The New York State Electric and Gas proposal to construct an 11.1-mile, 115-kilovolt-high voltage power line through the town of Ghent was the impetus for placing the county on the list of the state's most threatened historic places. With this designation, the Preservation League and Protect Ghent, a not-for-profit organization opposed to new high-voltage power lines, will urge utility companies and policymakers to protect historic culture and scenic resources as part of their utility planning processes. The Preservation League's announcement was lauded by a variety of elected officials, including Representative Chris Gibson, State Senator Kathleen Marchione, Assemblymember Didi Barrett, and Ghent 10 Supervisor Mike Benevuto. Read the full press release online at readmedia.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper, the Germantown Central School District Board of Education ratified an agreement with district administrators at a meeting February 12th. The agreement marks the first step in concluding negotiations with district employees. Also during that meeting, Board President Eric Mortensen responded to the state's recent audit of the district. Mortensen said the board welcomes guidance from the state audit team and said the district is committed to a plan of fiscal accountability to the community as we enter the upcoming budget season. Mortensen said the board is moving forward and will not point fingers at anyone for mistakes made in the past. In a report released in January, the Office of the State Comptroller disclosed that during the past 4 years, district officials consistently overestimated expenditures and adopted budgets by a total of $5.5 million. As a direct result, the district amassed operating surpluses totaling $2.7 million, an amount in excess of the legal limit. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential, a new Siena Research Institute poll finds voters divided over whether the Common Core educational standards are too demanding, not demanding enough, or about right, and whether they help to prepare students for the adult world. But those surveyed overwhelmingly said that they would rather have the State Education Department setting educational policy than Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, 62-21%. And while New Yorkers strongly support universal pre-K, the majority of those surveyed say they would prefer new state education funding to be used to support existing public school programs over pre-K. The governor's ratings took a slight dip since the last poll. However, in head-to-head matchups, Cuomo continues to lead Rob Astorino by 42 points and Donald Trump by 44 points. This Siena poll was constructed February 16 through 20, 2014, by telephone calls to 802 New York State registered voters. Read the full post at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Taking a look at the weather forecast, today there is a slight chance of snow showers mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 26. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 4 a.m. with increasing clouds and the low around 12. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Wednesday, there's a chance of snow showers mainly before 10 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 23. Breezy with a west wind 6 to 11 miles per hour, increasing to 16 to 21 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 31 miles per hour. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 6. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 22, breezy with a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west 17 to 22 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 33 miles per hour. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 4. And Friday will be sunny with a high near 21, and Friday night mostly cloudy with a low around 4. Sunrise today was at 6:35 a.m. and sunset today is at 5:41 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 5 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.